Madras High Court says cases of cash seizures are only becoming statistics and no prosecution takes place, asking the poll panel, that is the ECR, to furnish details as far as the cases booked in 2019 and 2021 are concerned. We're talking about the Lok Sabha elections and the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections and the follow-up action, if there was any. Karnataka cash hauls ahead of polls. Karnataka's stunning list of cash seizures. We're talking about the FST seizes cash and drugs ahead of the polls. And amid disagreement, X takes down posts after the Election Commission's of India's order. X takes down YSRCP, Aam Aadmi Party, TDP chief and Bihar deputy chief minister's post. The X has gone on to say that they do not agree with those orders, citing freedom of speech. Salman Khan's father has reacted on the firing case, speaking exclusively to NDTV's Maria Shakil, says that this was an extortion bid and has also said that Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, who visited the actor and his family, has assured protection. When we talk about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund has forecast India's growth rate at 6.8%. The International Monetary Fund has gone on to say there's a strong backing as far as the Indian economy is concerned, and India is one of the strongest economic performers. And there's a war of words when it comes to the LG of Delhi and the government of Delhi, with the LG writing an open letter to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal alleging the water crisis when it comes to the national capital. And Atishi has reacted to that, saying, is the LG blocking the operations of the Jal Board? And just days before polling, a big encounter has taken place in Chhattisgarh's Bastar, where 29 Maoists have been killed. We're talking about top Naxal leader among the 29 who've been killed in that encounter. Heavy rains lash UAE and it has led to roads turning into rivers when we talk about Dubai. Water being inundated as far as homes are concerned. 2 years worth of rainfall recorded in a single day, causing mass destruction. As you can see on your visual, a city that's not equipped to deal with rain is completely flooded. Your top story, and that's the Madras High Court, in a significant development, has directed the Election Commission of India to provide detailed information on cases filed during the 2019 Lok Sabha and the 2021. These are the assembly elections that took place in Tamil Nadu. Now, the court has expressed concerns over the seemingly superficial nature of the cases registered, noting that they appear to be just statistics, calling this just statistical purpose at best, with little to no prosecution that's taken place as far as those cases that were reported in 2019 as well as 2021 when it comes to the state of Tamil Nadu. This comes in response to a petitioner who accused of bribing voters in 2011 sought to have the case quashed due to the final reports being filed only after a decade. Now, this is after a decade that this case has now been brought up, and it is the IT and the police officials in a major hall that have seized over 16 crore. This is 16 crores that has now been seized after raiding a house in Karnataka's Dharwad based on a tip-off about illegal liquor being procured. The officials initially began conducting the raid at the Arna residency, only to end up finding bundles of notes. So we're talking about the kind of cash seizure that has, been recovered in that raid that took place. Now, the officials soon got the counting machines and ended up camping there to question the owner, as far as this is reportedly involved in the real estate. We have, this is the latest. This comes just on the heels of a recovery that was made in Hubli in Karnataka just yesterday. And now we see that there is more after a tip-off as far as that illegal liquor is concerned that was being procured. And officials raided that place at the Arna residency, only to end up finding bundles of notes. So that's the kind of cash seizure that has come about just 2 days before elections. And this is when we talk about the kind of money that's been recovered is to the tune of 16 crore rupees.